sipped and fell into a rhythm with you. I jumped off the deep end, but still played it cool. Tried to pretend we're not different.
Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Tara.
And today we're bringing you a pre-intermediate lesson. This one's called Credit Card Not Working.
Right. So this is a really unfortunate situation.
Yeah, and it happens to all of us at least once.
For different reasons.
Yes.
And in this lesson, we're actually going to cover many of those different potential reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a dialogue here between who?
This is a shop assistant and a customer.
Right.
And what happens here is the customer goes to pay, but the credit card doesn't work.
Right. Yeah. It is declined for some reason.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about the different reasons that it maybe didn't work in the dialogue. So why don't we take a listen?
Perfect. Hi, I'd like to pay for these shirts.
Great. How would you like to pay?
With my credit card, please.
Okay. You can insert your card when you're ready.
Oh, it said it didn't go through.
Give it another try. Oh, sorry, there's another error message. Maybe your card expired?
Actually, they just issued me a new card.
Did you activate it? Or maybe you're over your limit?
I activated it before I left, and it's a brand new card. Can I try once more?
Of course. Sorry, it didn't go through again. But this time it says to contact your bank.
That's really strange.
Did you notify your bank you were going to be traveling?
Ah, that's what it is. I travel enough, I should know better. I'll use cash instead. So we just heard the customer and the shop clerk.
Mm-hmm.
And the customer wants to buy some shirts and pay for them. And the shop clerk says,
yeah, how would you like to pay?
Right. And the customer decides to use their credit card.
Credit card, yeah. So most of us have these probably. I have three.
I have one.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Yeah,
and it's a prepay credit card because I don't want to get into debt.
Right. Debt is a dangerous thing
right.
to have. Yeah. I did use my credit card a little bit too much a few years ago. And it took me a while to pay it all back.
Yeah, to pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
And another name for a credit card, it's a little bit of an older name. My mom still calls it this, is a charge card.
A charge card, yeah. So basically, the bank pays you or loans you the money. The bank buys it instead of you.
Yes.
When you don't have the money.
Yes.
So they're dangerous.
They are dangerous.
But they're nice. They're nice. We like them.
So now credit cards have chips.
Yeah.
Most of them have chips.
That's
mine
right.
doesn't. But and what do you do with that chip when you want to use it?
Well, you have to insert it into the machine.
Right. Mm-hmm. So put it inside.
Yeah, insert. Yeah, that's all it means. We usually use insert for things that fit properly, like machines and things.
And also like your headphone jack and your phone.
Right, yeah. So you insert the headphones.
Right.
Or when you have to charge your phone, you insert the charger into the phone.
Right, or the SIM card even you have to insert.
Yes, exactly, because it fits perfectly.
Exactly.
But the problem here is that it didn't go through. Go through.
So technically, it didn't work.
It didn't work. Yeah, it didn't go through. It wasn't accepted or received or approved on the other side.
And again, different reasons for this.
Mm-hmm.
We also use this if you're phoning someone.
Yeah.
But it doesn't connect.
Right, right. It's
your
not.
Your call didn't go through.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. So this is a scary situation for anybody when their card doesn't go through.
Very scary.
And when it doesn't happen, there's usually an error message on the screen.
Right. So an error is something's wrong.
Something's wrong. Some kind of mistake, but it's not my fault.
Exactly. So sometimes you entered the wrong PIN.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes you may not have enough money.
Yeah.
Sometimes the machine isn't working.
Yeah.
But there's that message that pops up that says it didn't work.
On the screen, yeah.
So when else would you see an error message?
Yeah, on your computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're working on your computer and suddenly there's a your computer system breaks down and there's this scary beep sound or some kind of, that was me trying to make a sound. and it's like an error message comes up on your screen.
Right. Or sometimes when you're going to a website and that website's not working anymore.
Right, yeah.
It'll say error or...
It always says 404.
404. Yeah. I was just thinking that. Yeah.
The website is gone.
Yes.
There's no website. So in this case, the shop clerk asks, maybe your card expired?
Right. So expired has a few different meanings.
Yes.
Often we use it to mean when something dies.
Yeah, yeah.
Which kind of means the same.
Yeah.
It means the date is over.
Yeah, that period of time has finished. It's passed.
Right. So on your card, you will see a month, two numbers for the month, and two numbers for the year.
Yes.
That's the expiration date.
Expiration date. And when that passes, that means it's expired.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not valid, we might say.
Exactly. And you have to get a new card.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes they might even cut your card.
Yikes.
That's scary, yeah.
And the customer says, actually, they just issued me a new card.
Issued. So issue, issue is a verb here.
Yes.
Which is, it's interesting. It's often a noun, like a magazine issue.
Right.
But here it's a verb. They issued me.
Right. And it's usually used for formal things.
Yeah.
Often connected to the government, maybe.
Yeah.
So you get issued a new passport or a new driver's license.
A license, yeah. Or a visa.
A visa.
If you're traveling, the government issues you a visa. It means give.
Right.
But it's like an official document.
And in the case where you already have one, like this person has a credit card already and they're just getting an updated one, we call that renewing.
Renewing,
like
when
you go for your passport, you have to renew your passport if you've already had one.
Yeah, that happened to me. I went to the USA and my passport was already expired.
Uh-oh.
And it was for a big celebration with my brother.
Yeah.
So I traveled to the USA with an expired passport.
Oops.
And they said, okay.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm Canadian.
We can get away with a lot of things because we're Canadian.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So so the shop clerk wants to know, well, it's a new card, but did you activate it?
Right. So this verb is used for any time you're starting something new.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you're activating an account when you get a brand new phone and a new SIM card.
Yeah.
You have to activate the phone first.
Yes. Yeah.
To make it work.
Yeah, make it work. And it's usually, again, for machines and things like that.
Right.
Yeah, but it could also be for when you sign up. For something, there's often an activation fee.
And you often will get an activation code along with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the other possibility is that maybe you're over your limit.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what's a limit?
A limit is just a maximum.
Right. The most you can, in this case, spend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my limit when I first got my first credit card was, I think, 3,000.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it was 1,000. Just 1,000.
Probably 1. Yeah.
Now it's like 10,000. So I have to be careful.
Yeah. That's why I don't have those credit cards.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's very easy, like if you're shopping and buying a whole bunch of things, you're maybe not counting how much money
you're not
spending.
Yeah, you're not being careful.
And it's easy to go to reach your limit or go over your limit accidentally.
Yeah. It's like going past the limit. So if my limit is 1,000, I go over, it's like 1,000 or 2,000.
Or 1,200 or something.
And in that case, the credit card might be declined in this case.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So the customer says, I did activate it, and it's a brand new card.
Brand new. I love this expression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. And it doesn't mean brand like, you know, Dolce & Gabbana or something, or Gucci. It just means very new.
Very new. And I actually say brand spanking new.
Yeah, that's another fun expression. It's kind of just slang for fun.
It just means it's super, super, super new.
Yeah, like today or yesterday.
Yeah.
I just bought a new phone a month ago. So it's new. I have a new phone, but it's not brand new.
Right.
Right.
Because it's been about a month.
It's been about a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I did see you the day you got it, and it was brand spanking new that day.
It was brand new the first day, and I was very happy about my
brand
new phone.
You were. Yes.
Yeah. So this shop clerk tries again, but it didn't go through one more time.
Ugh,
and,
horrible.
And this sometimes happens, that usually on the screen of this, the little, you know, the machine, it says contact your bank.
Right. So the error message is actually also saying contact or communicate with or talk to, phone them.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Contact. We often see this as a noun, like the people that you have in your phone are called your contacts.
Right. Mm-hmm. So contact is a great word. It's very useful. It can be a noun, verb, and an adjective.
Mm-hmm. Just be careful. Don't say connect.
No.
Right. When you call somebody or text them, you're contacting. Not connecting.
You can, in theory, be connecting with them.
Yeah, it's a similar idea, but we don't use it. No. You know, like, connect me, no. Contact me.
Right. And, for example, if you are going to the hospital or a doctor, you may have to give an emergency contact number, name and number.
Yeah, that's usually like your mother or father.
Exactly.
Yeah, or your wife or husband.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the customer is like, wow, this is really strange. And the shop clerk asks again, did you notify your bank that you were traveling?
Right. So we just talked about the verb contact.
Yes.
Notify is very similar, but it's a little different.
Yeah.
It just means to tell them something.
Yes.
So you are contacting them and you are telling them you're going to be traveling.
Mm-hmm. There's a similar word called inform. And so, yeah, you're notifying, you're contacting for the purpose of giving information.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is very important to do before you travel.
Yeah.
I went to Vegas once and I forgot to do this because I thought, oh, it's Vegas, no big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But because I went to Vegas so often, the bank was concerned. So they froze my account.
Oh, they froze it. Yeah, they stopped. They paused it. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Locked it.
Yeah, so notify we use in a lot of kind of official ways, like at a company. If your company decides to make a big change, they should notify everybody.
Or give them a notification.
Notification, yeah. When your friend texts you or sends you a WeChat message on your phone, a notification comes onto your screen and, you know, that's how you know somebody is talking to you.
Right. So if you get a notification, somebody is notifying you of something.
Yeah.
So same thing.
Same thing, yes. And the customer's like, oh, that's it. That must be the reason. And this customer travels a lot.
Yes.
So this customer should know better.
This is a great expression. I use it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's often, you know, used and you hit your forehead with your hand.
Oh, yes.
Idiot. Yeah. I'm so stupid. And I should know better.
Yeah. Like, if you make a mistake the first time, that's understandable. But if you make the same mistake again and again and again,
right.
It's like, oh, man, why do I keep making this mistake? I should know better. Better as in the better way.
Or the right thing to
right
do,
thing
what
to
I'm supposed to do.
Exactly, yeah.
And in this case, it sounds like the traveler usually does this, but maybe forgot this time.
Maybe forgot, yeah.
And it's like, oh, I'm stupid. I should have done... I should have notified them.
For sure, yeah. So the customer has no choice but to use cash.
Right. So paper money and coins.
Exactly.
Yeah. And cash can actually be used as a verb as well.
That's right, yeah.
Sometimes. We don't use them so much anymore, but a check. So it's like paper money, but not really paper money. It's for like the total amount. So a paycheck is your 2 weeks or your month's pay on a piece of paper, and you go to the bank and you cash the check.
Cash the check.
Or with traveler's checks.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of little possibilities that can happen. Why don't we listen to that one more time?
Perfect. Hi, I'd like to pay for these shirts.
Great. How would you like to pay?
With my credit card, please.
Okay. You can insert your card when you're ready.
Oh, it said it didn't go through.
Give it another try. Oh, sorry, there's another error message. Maybe your card expired?
Actually, they just issued me a new card.
Did you activate it? Or maybe you're over your limit?
I activated it before I left, and it's a brand new card. Can I try once more?
Of course. Sorry, it didn't go through again. But this time it says to contact your bank.
That's really strange.
Did you notify your bank you were going to be traveling?
Ah, that's what it is. I travel enough. I should know better. I'll use cash instead.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue between the customer and shop clerk again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Rough
this
situation.
Is a scary,
rough.
Yeah. It's always that moment when you're waiting for the machine to say approved.
Right. It's so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I know I have money in my mm-hmm. account, sometimes I still panic.
Yeah, there's a little panic there before. And sometimes it'll say declined. And sometimes you have to just clean your card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you made a mistake with the PIN.
Right, yes.
Right? There's so many different situations.
Or sometimes maybe the machine's not working very well.
Right. And the worst thing is when you're in line to buy something and there's 10 people in line behind you.
Yeah.
And they're waiting and they're all judging you.
Yeah,
and
it's so embarrassing.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. So have you guys ever had this situation happen where your card was declined and or didn't go through?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was the problem? Were you over your limit or did you forget to activate it? What was the problem?
Right. And when you travel, do you normally notify the bank mm-hmm. or do you just cross your fingers and
yeah.
hope for the best?
These days, I think the banks are getting smarter, so you don't always have to notify
right.
your bank.
But it's a good idea.
It's certainly a good idea because you never know. Somebody might have stolen your card and
right.
gone.
Because you do want them to pay attention to that and
right.
check and see, because you'd rather someone
yeah.
not steal your money.
Yeah, credit card, if you lose that, it's a dangerous thing. So it's good to notify your bank where
right.
you're going if you're leaving the country.
Yeah, so let us know and we look forward to reading your comments.
Yeah, okay. As always, we'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Because we're trying too hard to make this a thing.